It was certainly clear in the State of the Union address earlier this week that, as President Obama enters his final months in office, he's thinking of the legacy he leaves behind. He hopes part of it will be a reduction in inmate reincarceration rates. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the U.S. Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, was in Boston yesterday, where she talked about reincarceration and what the White House is doing to address it.
The Attorney General met with advocates working to prevent released inmates from returning to prison. And she spoke about criminal justice reform afterward at the Suffolk County House of Corrections.
Here in Massachusetts and here in Suffolk County, you really are an example to so many other communities. And we look forward to letting your story help other communities also deal with welcoming our family members back home where they belong.
But progress has been slow in Massachusetts. A recent study by the Council of State Governments Justice Center shows the reincarceration rate for state prisoners was 35% in 2011. Lynch says access to jobs is key to successful reentry into society. It could also provide a boost to the economy.
When you think about the number of people who are released from our institutions every year, over 600,000 a year, the individuals who are coming home are a resource. And we cannot afford to waste resources.
Lynch's visit to Boston follows President Obama's State of the Union address this week, where he nodded to the issue of recidivism.
I see it in the American who served his time, made bad mistakes as a child, but now is dreaming of starting over. And I see it in the business owner who gives him that second chance.
That message isn't lost on True C. Allah, who heads up reintegration services at the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department.
Statistics tell us that the first 24 to 48 hours are crucial to a returning citizen's chances at success. And if he's connected to somebody that's going to connect him to a job immediately, it takes away the time for him to plot, plan, scheme, and think about going in a criminal direction.
And Allah says that benefits the bottom line of the corrections system, increasing public safety. Allah oversees the Sheriff's Department's Boston Reentry Initiative, which receives federal funding for its work. He says part of the solution to reincarceration needs to come from business leaders.
To take that chance and invest in us, not just anybody, but someone who goes through a program, gets an OSHA certification, gets a carpentry skill, gets some tangibles, and then if they have the academic prowess, they could be his next foreman.
And that message is not lost on some in the business community. A contractor at yesterday's meeting says with the shortage of workers facing the construction industry, released prisoners could be a vital source of labor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.